Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Trumais, Perik Zayin Mishnah. Hey, let's touch the words and then hopefully we will try to explain. Shtei kupas, I have two boxes, achas shel truma. One is truma, v'achas shel chulma, one is chulma. I have two boxes or two baskets. One is truma, one is chul. What happens afterwards? She nafla saw truma l'tach achas mehen. A saw of truma fell into one of them. The chulma box did not have enough to be mevatalit. My problem is, it's not known into which one it fell. So if it fell into the truma box, that would be very convenient, because no damage done. But if it fell into the chulin box, and I can't be mevatel it, so I can't have a zar, a non-kain, eat from any of the boxes. So the Mishnah gives us a license. Even though we don't know, I'm going to say l'tach shel truma nafla, that it conveniently fell into the truma box. So therefore the chulin is good to go. How can we do this? We'll soon discuss it, but right now, like I said, let's just get the taich of the Mishnah. Now what happens if ein yidua, I don't know, says the Mishnah Vaita, eze hi shel truma ve eze hi shel chulin. I know I have a truma box and I have a chulin box, but I don't know which is which. Ochel achas mehen, along comes a zar, non-kayan, he eats from one of them, the din is potter. He doesn't have to pay the kayan, because maybe he ate from the chulin. But if he did eat from one of them, vashni, in regard to the second one, no yibaka truma, I have to treat that like truma. Maybe I should say, well, one box isn't here anymore, let's assume the truma was eaten. No, says the Mishnah Mishnah. That's how he explains it. Can't do that. You have to assume the second one is truma. Really, if I knew for sure it was truma, I would say it's potter and chal. When you have a dough, you have to take off chal. But only by chul, not by truma. But because I'm not sure that it's truma, therefore v'chayev es b'chal. If the kain is going to make a dough out of the second box, out of two in the second box, he is going to have to separate chal. Divi remei is the halt remei. Now, the remei says we can't take any chances. On the one hand, even though one box is not here anymore because someone ate it, even though we're going to say, can't be sure that they ate the truma, we're going to have to worry the second one is truma. But by the same token, it could be chulin, and therefore, if you make a dough out of it, you have to separate chal. Reb Yossi says, no, the second box is potter and chal, because we're not sure if it's truma or chulin. Now, what's the din with meduma, when you have a mixture, when truma falls into 99 times the amount of chulin? So there it's potter and chal. So here too, it's potter and chal. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Ochel Acher es Hashnia. Okay, again, I have two boxes. I don't know which is the truma, which is the chulin. One person ate up one box. And along comes someone else, he eats the second box. Sagt der Mishnah, Potter. That person is also Potter. Doesn't have to pay the kayan. Because each one can say, I ate the chulin box. But what happens if Ochel Echad Ashtayan? One person ate both boxes. So for sure you have to pay the kayan. For sure you ate truma. But if they're not the same size, I'm going to say you pay the smaller one of the two boxes because maybe that was the truma. Who says the bigger one was the truma? Let's chaz over. How many cases do we have in the Mishnah? Case number one, two boxes. One is truma, one is chulin. A saw truma fell into one of them. I don't know which one. We were given a very powerful license here. We're going to assume it fell into the truma. So the box of chulin is mutter. Case number two, I don't know which is truma, which is chul. I have two boxes, I don't know which is which. Someone comes along and eats one of them. Doesn't have to pay the kayan. Maybe he ate the chulin box. But the remaining box, the one that's left over, I have to worry that it's truma. Can't eat it. I can't say, well, probably they ate the truma box. No, that you can't say. Maybe they ate the chulin box, and maybe this is truma. But on the other hand, t'chayev es b'chala, because maybe it's cholin, the ultra mayor. Rabbi Yossi says, any suffix truma is potter and chala. Let's say one person ate the first box. Again, I have two boxes. One is cholin, one is truma. I don't know which is which. One person ate the first box. Then along comes someone else and eats the second box. He's also potter, because he says, maybe I ate the chol. First one says, maybe I ate the chol. And second one says, maybe I ate the chol. I can't ask them to pay if we don't know who's the one that has to pay. But if one person ate both boxes, he's going to have to pay. The only thing is, if the boxes weren't the same size, he would have to pay the smaller one. Okay, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah, or you can listen to some, perhaps, explanations here. Let's go back to case number one. I have a box of chulin, a box of truma. Truma fell into one of them. I don't know which one. So we're given a license. It's very difficult to understand why, but that's what we're told over here. We're told you can just assume that the truma fell into the truma box and no damage is done. So let me ask you something. Suppose we had two boxes over here. One box was chulin, the other was tevel. Tevel is two of the no truma simaisers were taken from it. Or one box was chulin and the other was meiser. Can I assume the truma fell into the tevel box? Or in the meiser box? And therefore the chulin is good to go? And the answer says about tenura, no. Because even if the truma fell into the tevel box, I'm still going to have problems here. Even while take off trumas imaisras from this tevel box, only a kohen will be able to eat from it. Maybe the truma fell into it. The only time I'm going to let you do this, I'm going to assume it fell into the truma box, is if by falling into the truma box, I have no problem whatsoever. I take it don't. I just added more truma to truma. And with the chulin, it's mutter. That's when I'll tell you, you can make that assumption. It fell probably into the truma box, the chulin you could eat. But if the other box, besides if the chulin was tevel or maaser rishon, I can't make the assumption it fell into the other box. And you cannot eat the chulin. But why? Why are you even letting me do it when it comes to truma? I don't know which box it fell into. The answer, the way the Rishonim learn over here, looking to the Taisus Yamtiv, is that it's a Safik Derabanan, and we say Safik Derabanan Lekula. Why is it Safik Derabanan? For a Zar to eat Truma is a Deraisa. And the answer is, either we're talking about Truma that's only Truma Midrabanan, like Truma from Chutz Laretz, or the Chulin box does have Roiv. In other words, let's say if we knew for sure the Truma fell into the Chulin box, there's still roiv chulin. So midiraisa becomes a bottle. The Rabbanan said you have to have 100. So the iser is only midirabanan. Once the iser is only midirabanan, that's the rule. A suffix, the Rabbanan is lekula. The Rabbanan themselves say we can do that. So we're going to go lekula. We're going to make an assumption. The truma fell into the truma and the chulin is mutter. What was the next case in the Mishnah? I don't know. Which box is truma, which box is chulin? I want to tell you that there are two different ways of learning this. Some learn that this is a continuation of the first case. There's a saw of truma that fell into one of the two boxes. But in addition to the fact that I don't know which box the truma fell into, I don't even know which box is the truma box and which box is the chulin box. That's how some learn. Others say it's a whole new case. No saw of truma fell into any of the two boxes. It's just that I have a box of truma and I have a box of chulin, and I don't know which one is which. Okay. Then you tell me one person ate the first one. We say, look, maybe he ate the chulin. I can't make him pay. Another person ate the other one. Same story. Maybe he ate the chulin. I can't make him pay. If the two of them come together to the Rav, and they say, I ate one box, the other one says, I ate one box, what should we do? Then we're going to say, each one of you pay half. If they came to ask the Shaila separately, what should I do? There were two boxes. I ate one of them. I don't know which one it was. You don't have to pay. The other one comes either to the same Rav or a different Rav, but they don't come at the same time. We'll tell them the same thing. Maybe you ate the chulin. But if they both come together, what should we do? We have a problem. Because the we, for sure, one of you ate truma. So then we're going to say, look, you pay half, and again, it'll be of the smaller box. And now I want to say one more thing. And this comes from the Meshe Chachma in Parshas Shoftim. You can speak for hours and hours to try to explain Safik Rabbanan Lekula. Say for Shav Shmaitza, what it really means, Safik Deraisa Lechum, Safik Rabbanan Lekula. The Meshe Chachma in Parshas Shoftim says a very yesoidistic kazach. What is the main chilek between an Isser D'Oraisa and an Isser D'Rabbanan? Know what he says? I'm going to give you a mashal. If there are strawberries on the table, and I said to you, please don't eat these strawberries. They could be poison. And imagine you're going to go, you're going to say, well, maybe yeah, maybe not. I'll take a chance. What's the matter with you? That's called a Safik D'Oraisa. If someone eats a raisa, it's like a poison. But let's say the strawberries are for sure not poison. But your mother says, and don't eat any of the strawberries. And then you go, I'm not sure which strawberries the mother meant, the ones on the counter or the ones on the table. So here it's a whole different story. You're really not sure which ones your mother meant. So really, that could be a suffix derisa of kibbet egg. I'm just using it as a mushel. But you could imagine that your mother will say, oh, why'd you eat the strawberries? No, ma, I thought you meant the ones on the table, not the ones on the counter. Oh, okay. Your mother won't be so upset. You didn't really go against your mother. You really thought that she meant it was one, and it's the other one. Well, that's what a drabanan is. The drabanan, the issa drabanan is not poison. The issa drabanan is whether or not we're listening to the chachamim, and we have to listen to the words of the chachamim. But the reason we can say suffik drabanan lekula is that the drabanan themselves say, if it's a suffik, it's lekula. And we're not worried about eating poison, because it's not that the food itself is poison. It's just a question of whether we're listening or we're not listening. And we have to listen. His mashal is, if someone is moirid b'malchus, if the king says, go there, and this person says, no, that person's chayav misa. Why? Because he was over the words of the king. No, maybe he's chayav misa because he wasn't supposed to be here. He was supposed to be there. It's not the issue. The issue is the king gave him an order. He defied the king's order. Chazal are very strict about someone who's over the rabbanon. But it's not the point that what he did is poison. The point is he didn't listen. So if Chazal tell us suffik the Rabbanan lekula, you are listening. The Rabbanan said, if it's only a Rabbanan, you can assume that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin is chulin. You're listening to the Rabbanan. I may have not happened. I don't have to know what happened. I have to know whether I'm listening or not listening. And in this case, I am complying. Where would a chapa nafkamin al-aloch? And this is discussed actually in this masechta as well. Suppose I sold you something, some food. Then you found out that it was usr. It was usr min ha-Torah. And you say to me, how could you sell me that? I say, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it. Here, I'll give you your money back. Give me the food back. He goes, but I ate some of it. Well, I'm not going to pay you for what you ate. Well, what do you mean? But I wasn't supposed to eat it. So it's interesting halacha. If it's a iser deraisa, then the din is, I have to refund him even what he ate. Because I don't consider it food. There's something wrong with that food. It's like poison. It's a ruchni stick of poison. But if the iser is only an iser derabanan, I don't have to refund the food that he ate. Because when he ate it, he thought it was good. He wasn't really over the derabanan. That's what the Meshech Chachma brings from the Nesivos. You may want to look it up in Parsha Shoftim. It's a very yesidistic chilek between the rice and the rabbanan, and helps us understand many, many sugyas and shas.